Police in San Clemente, California need your help on a very unusual crime, and maybe you can help. I'm Darian, so don't go away. I'll be back in 60 seconds with Real Crime Cases.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sammy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early, so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
San Clemente, California had never seen a crime quite like the one that occurred on November 1st, 2005. An unidentified man in his mid-20s was caught on video surveillance breaking into Sonny's Pizza and Pasta restaurant through a bathroom window. Initially, the thief tried to tear the video cameras off the wall, but according to police, he was unsuccessful. Cops say for the next 45 minutes, he tried on aprons, helped himself to soft drinks, and started to cook a sausage and pepperoni pizza. According to the police, the hungry bandit was scared off by the sounds of the morning crew arriving at 3 a.m. He left his pizza in the oven and escaped out the front door with a 200-pound safe containing $3,000. If you have any information on who this hungry bandit is, please contact the San Clemente, California Police Department or contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.